Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to June at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, you're hearing Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear directly from you. The number is 844-322-2742, and if you have questions or if you have issues you'd like to talk about, well, we cordially invite you to call right now. Whether you're listening live or to a delayed broadcast, however, the number is the same. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. As we start this new month, we started with a lot of stuff going on in our country.
Yes.
You know, we had the killing of George Floyd by the Minneapolis police. And then we've had riots and protests and all sorts of things going on since then. So we can just feel the tension in the air and from a lot of different directions. And it's I think when we look at the news and when we see it, it can be very scary for every single person. I think protests and riots and that sort of thing took place in 140 different cities around the United States over the weekend. And you look at it and you go, oh, my. And as I was thinking about that today, you know, there's this truth that we see in the Word of God, and sometimes we overlook this truth. We just want everything to be good, but that's not the way this world functions. That's not the reality of the world that we live in. When Adam and Eve moved to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, it brought good and evil into our experience. And so this world that we live in is marked with good and evil at all times, in all places. You can't escape that. And I'm sure many people took to the streets as protesting something that happened, calling for justice in the world. And they had good intentions. And then right alongside of those people with good intentions, there came some folks that had evil intentions.
Yes, indeed.
They were out there for evil purposes, to break into stores and to cause havoc and damage and violence and steal and loot and all of those sort of things. And so it's just a reminder of this world that we live in, that we are functioning around the tree of good and evil. And there's this constant tension between good and evil. And whenever you see good, evil is right there with it.
Right there.
That's reality. That's the world that we live in. We see it in our own lives. I mean, we see it internally. Paul wrote this in Romans chapter 7. And I think all of us, when we read Romans chapter 7, starting in verse 14 all the way down to the end, we're like, how did he know our story? How did he know what was really going on inside of me? Well, the same was going on inside of Paul. And it's this: I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. We've all experienced that. We all understand that. And then when you blow that out to a bigger scale and look at it within families and communities and all of that, we see the reality of that. When our country wants to do good, we see evil right there at hand. Yeah. It's just the way it is. So what's the solution to that? Well, as far as God is concerned, it's another tree. You know, he told us not to go to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil to begin with. And yet Satan lured Adam and Eve to that tree. And talking with Eve, Satan made that tree look pleasing and desirable to her. As a matter of fact, what did Satan do? He made Eve fall in love with death, and Adam followed suit. They fell in love with death. Now, they were deceived. They didn't know that's what they were falling in love with, but that's exactly was the case.
Yeah.
And so death has persisted. Sin and death has persisted, and we fight that out in that tension between good and evil. But God has given another tree, and that's the tree of life. And he has called us as believers in Christ to that tree. And when we believe, we get our sustenance, we get our life from Jesus Christ himself. And so our call to the world is to come to another tree, is to leave the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and come to the tree of life. And that's that's what God wants us to be about in this world. Where sometimes we get sucked into trying to fix the world and to move it from the evil side, the dark side, to the good side. And there's nobility to that. But our real call, our real purpose is to stand at this other tree, the tree of life, and call people to experience something radically new, radically different, revolutionary as far as the world is concerned, in a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's where real life is to be found. And as people begin to move away from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they begin to partake of the tree of life through faith in Jesus Christ, that's when things start to change within them. That's when they can see the real goodness of the Lord Jesus being expressed in their lives, and that's when a difference can be made out there in the world.
Yeah, good points, Bob. Thank you for sharing that. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, this June 1st edition, 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you on this edition, and if you are hearing the broadcast at roughly 6 minutes after 3 p.m. Central Time, you are hearing the live broadcast, and we want to hear from you, 844-322-2742. Well, friends, it's June, the month Basic Gospel ends its fiscal year. Bob, what does that mean to our listeners and to Basic Gospel?
Well, our fiscal year ends June 30th, and it means that we want to, from a ministry standpoint, from a financial standpoint, we want to be on solid footing going into the next year, and we want to be able to have some money in the bank to take advantage of maybe some new opportunities to grow and extend the reach of Basic Gospel. But to do that, we need your help. And so my desire, my hope, is that we can see a minor miracle happen for Basic Gospel in the month of June. We have about $200,000 that we would like to see come in between now and June 30th, and that would really put us on solid footing.
Yeah.
And it just takes a lot of people doing something, giving a gift as generous as they can possibly give, to help make a difference, not only for us as a ministry, but for the reach that this ministry has. Mm-hmm. I mean, we live in a world where this gospel message is needed as much now as it ever has been.
Indeed.
I mean, if we're going to speak to the problems and the issues that are facing the world today, if we're going to talk about systemic racism, if we're going to talk about hatred and prejudice, and if we're going to talk about those things, we have to do so with a solution in mind. We can't just talk about it. We have to offer up a solution, and that solution is the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that takes away the hostility that's within the human heart. He's the one that can help us erase those fissures in the society. He's the one that can bring us together, regardless of color or ethnicity or any of those things. So if we want to get a solution out there, we have to get the solution that the Lord has provided, and that's Jesus himself, his death, his burial, his resurrection. So that's why I'm calling on our listeners to take a stand and give as generously as you possibly can, so this good news can touch as many hearts as God sees fit to do through Basic Gospel.
And you can give now or anytime at basicgospel.net. If you would choose to send a check by mail, you can do that. The mailing address, of course, appears at the bottom, the footer of every page on our website, basicgospel.net. We encourage you to use one or the other, or even both, for that matter.
Yes, indeed.
And when our listener friends donate this month, Bob, we have a wonderful gift for them. It's a 30-day devotional, a brand-new devotional that we've created, and I have to say the guys did a wonderful job on this. It's called Forgiveness, a 30-day devotional, and we hope that you will take advantage of the opportunity to really realize the finished work, the open door that you will experience in eternal life. So we encourage you to support the ministry, and again, you can do that at basicgospel.net. There's a big prominent link right there on the homepage. Just click donate, again, at basicgospel.net.
Yes, indeed. And boy, this little devotional, it will literally rock your world. Mm-hmm. I mean, it will put confidence inside of you, this internal peace. Your soul will be assured of its salvation. I mean, this is powerful truth that you can take a journey to discover, a 30-day journey to discover what it means to know the forgiveness of God and to walk through the doors that that forgiveness opens to you as far as your relationship with Christ is concerned. And again, talk about a truth that needs to be right front and center in our world today. It's forgiveness. And forgiveness is not a human concept. It's not something that we dreamed up. There's forgiveness because God is a forgiver. That's what God does. And so don't miss out on this great resource. I guarantee you it will be a journey like none other as far as your Christian life is concerned.
And we encourage you to go now to basicgospel.net, click donate, and we would love for you to partner with us.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go out to Salida, California, and talk to our friend Landon. Hey, Landon.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. How are you, my friend?
That's great to hear. I have a question. I'm doing good. I have a question about, it's about contemporary Christian music. So I have to give you a little bit of background. I'll make it real quick as to why I'm asking this question. So specifically, the music I'm talking about is the music that's being put out by groups like Hillsong or Bethel. And these churches are talking about, they're, you know, preaching about things like one of them said God is the biggest failure in the Bible. There are some preachers out there, part of these churches, that are talking about that we're little gods and, you know, stuff like this. If they're the ones putting out all this contemporary Christian music, should we really be listening to it?
Well, Landon, you bring up an excellent point. There's a lot of Christian music whose lyrics have absolutely nothing with the truth of the Word of God. They are pushing other agendas, or they're written out of ignorance, but they don't line up with the clear teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Richard Pfeiffer, when he was leading our music at our small Sunday fellowship, he would find songs that he loved the melody of, and then he would really take a close look at the lyrics. And some of the lyrics he would actually change to fit the truth, so it would align itself with the truth. And I think we need to have some discernment on that. And Landon, I think you have some discernment, and I love to hear that. So, like I said, there's a lot of reasons that people write music. There's a lot of reasons that people go into a pulpit. There's a lot of reasons that people have ministries and that sort of thing. And those agendas, those reasons don't always line up with the purposes of the Bible. For example, Paul said, here's my purpose. I live to testify to the grace of God. That's my task, and I'm going to complete that race. I'm going to do it until my very last breath. So I think if we read the Bible and understand our mandate as believers in Christ, then we have the same mandate to be preachers and teachers and talkers of the grace of God, to testify to the wonders and the amazement of God's grace, and to do so as ministers of reconciliation, as ministers of a new covenant. Well, that's our purpose. That's what the Bible kind of lays out for us. Well, there's a lot of other purposes that people enter into the ministry. There's a prosperity gospel. People are preaching to get pats on the back, to pad their pockets, to do all of those sort of things. So we need to have some discernment. And I think you're 100% right. If something doesn't line up with the clear teaching of the Word of God, we need to recognize that and then call it out for what it is.
Yeah, and I just think there's, you know, I mean, this is such a big group of people that are following these groups. And I am just so glad that you guys answered that question, because my goal right now is to really get out there and try to speak about that, because these people are being totally led astray.
They're being led astray by emotion. So their emotion gets involved in it, and they feel something. And so the feeling they equate to a spiritual experience. Well, it's just a feeling. It's the same feeling you could get at a secular rock concert or a football game or something like that. You can be, your emotions can be jacked up and you can say, wow, that was a real spiritual experience. And no, it wasn't. Yeah. It was just an emotional experience. Yeah. To have a real spiritual experience, it has to be rooted and grounded in truth. Truth is the only thing that's going to set us free, not emotions, not lies. Emotions can be manipulated very easily. So we have to recognize that.
And I know that there's probably someone waiting to ask another question, but I do want to know, what really is real worship?
Real worship, Landon, and I think that's a great question.
Yeah.
It's not about a musical set on Sunday where we sing and raise our hands and that sort of thing. That's not worship as far as the Bible is concerned. I mean, that can be a worshipful experience, but real worship is when we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice unto God and allow him to use us in day-to-day life. It is the constant walking by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what real worship is.
So
idolatry was when people bowed the knee and worshiped foreign gods. So what did they say? They said in their worship and bowing their knees that we're relying and depending upon this foreign god as our meaning and purpose to life, as our source of life. And here's the reality, Landon. Whatever you worship is going to ultimately control you. So as you walk in dependence upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who loved you and gave himself for you, then your life is going to be under the control of his love and grace and mercy. And that's when you're going to see the reflection of his life through your very own. And that's what worship is all about. So it's bowing the knee to the Lord Jesus Christ and saying to him, you are my life, and I am offering myself as a living sacrifice to you to do in and through me what you so desire.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Thank you so much. Yes, it makes a lot of sense.
Well, that's a great question, Landon. Thanks.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
great to hear from you as well.
Have a good day.
Hey, you too, my friend.
Yeah, two great questions from Landon.
Yes.
We had a question concerning the Holy Spirit from our YouTube viewer, B. She asks, will the Holy Spirit still be here after the rapture? I thought he was leaving with all of the believers, but then I also wonder how other people would come to Christ after that happened. And to piggyback on top of that, this question from Olivia, can you imagine a world without the Holy Spirit? I ponder that thought, and wow, it's not good.
Not good at all. And there's no reason to think that the Holy Spirit is going to be absent from this world. That would be saying that God is going to be absent from this world. It's just not going to be the case. So the Holy Spirit is always going to have an influence here. The Holy Spirit is always going to do his work here, his job here. That's just the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a time when judgment occurs, the great white throne judgment, and there's going to be a place for those who have rejected the good news of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
God has made the offer of life through faith in Jesus Christ available, and there's going to be a lot of people that raise their hand to God and say, I want nothing to do with you. They're going to be haters of God. And so there's going to be a place where they will experience eternal separation from God. But that doesn't mean that when all of this takes place, that the Holy Spirit is going to depart this world. As a matter of fact, our eternal dwelling place is this world. We see in Revelation 21 or 22, 21, where a new Jerusalem comes down from heaven and takes up its place here on planet Earth. And that's going to be the dwelling place of God, and that's going to be our dwelling place. And that's where we're going to be forever, and that's where we're going to be with God forever. And so the Holy Spirit's presence will always be here and be among us.
Yeah. Great questions from these two ladies, and thank you for reaching out to us. And Bob had a question from Connie, who lives in Las Vegas. Her mother, she says, has dementia, and she's in charge of her finances. She would like to know if she should tithe her mother's income from Social Security.
Well, that's a great question. I mean, that's something that, you know, is not really up to her to decide. If that's what she needs to do or not do, I mean, her giving, Connie, your giving should be your giving as far as the money that you have, the resources that God has put in your charge and under your stewardship. Mm-hmm. And so you choose to give of that. Now, if you feel like it's your mom's desire to want to support and give, then you can do so in honor of her. But there's no requirement. And again, it gets back down to this idea of covenant. So there was an old covenant, and that covenant was between the people of Israel, the nation of Israel, and God. And God in that old covenant appointed the Levites to be the priests. And with that appointment, he said, Levites, you're not to own land. You're just to be servants of the people. And in doing that, I'm going to provide for you through the people. So God put this requirement of a tithe on the people of God. They were to bring their crops and all of that into the storehouses in the various cities. And then the Levites would use that as their food substances, and they would also use that for the religious aspect of the nation, for sacrifices and those sort of things. Well, that new covenant, that old covenant, came to an end when Jesus died, and a new covenant was ushered in. And in this new covenant, there is no requirement. There is no tithe mentioned in this new covenant. We are simply called to excel in the grace of giving. We read about that in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. We have a great little booklet that we give out to people who want more information called The Grace of Giving. And it really talks about how we're to give as new covenant believers, joyfully, cheerfully, without obligation, moved by the Spirit of God. And when all of that takes place, then giving becomes a sheer joy. It becomes something that we just delight in doing just for the sake of doing, not for any benefit that it may give to us in return, but simply in the doing of the giving, there's sheer joy. So, Connie, if you think your mom wants to continue giving, then you can make that decision. Obviously, she's tapped you on the shoulder and said, I want you to be in charge. Mm-hmm. So if you know your mom and know her really well and what would be of interest and a delight for her, then carry on with that.
Absolutely. Great question. Connie, thanks for reaching out. And thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel on this first day of June, everybody. And speaking of June, this month we end our fiscal year, and we ask you to begin now considering what your gift will be to help us meet the year-end need and be able to continue to produce resources and programming to meet the needs of all of you, our listener friends. You can make your gift now at basicgospel.net, or if you prefer to mail your gift, you'll find our mailing address on the footer of each page of our website at basicgospel.net. Either way is a great way to help us get the message out far and wide. Come on, friends, and partner with us. Now, overnight, if you have Bible questions or life issues, life concerns you'd like us to discuss, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742. We'll be glad to hear from you. And again, that number, good in the U.S. and Canada, anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.